This is text 7. This is famous verse by Madhavendra Puri from the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami. Aidina diarda natahe matura nat kadavalokise ridiam twadaloka kataram daita brahmitikim karomyam. Radharani spoke this verse after Krishna went to Mathura. O lover, whose heart is most merciful and wretched, O Master, O Lord of Mathura, when will I have your darshan, O Lord of my life? Because I cannot see you, my heart has become agitated. What shall I do now? Hey Dina Diardanath, hey Krishna Maturanath, Kabe Puna Pava Darshan, Nadaki Se Chandamukha, Vyatajita Radya Dukha, Hey Dayataki Kariyakan. Well, this verse, of course, mentions the separation, which we had a long discussion of for so many days. Different types of Vipralamba, love and prema and separation. And the first one we discussed some 10 days ago was Purvarag. Purvarag, and we didn't really discuss, we discussed briefly Purvarag and Pravasarag. Love this experience in separation when the lover is at a distant place or very far distant place. But in this verse 7, which is also chanted by Lord Chaitanya, Purvarag actually applies to us to a large extent. Because this Purvarag is love prior to meeting. And this verse 7, which we read, Lord Chaitanya is speaking this verse in front of Rathyatra. It implies that a sadhaka like us, who is still within the material world, is only fit or qualified to taste love and separation from Krishna, Vipralamba. This happens at the level of Purvarag. Therefore, he should cultivate this mood of separation. Because factually, we have never met Krishna. How to cultivate Purvarag, love prior to direct meeting? How to do that? Simply by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, Lila Katha. Purvarag is awakened as seen in the Mathura Ramanis, the Yajnapatnis and Rukmini. There are examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam for us to study about this Purvarag, and one of course is the Yajnapatnis that heard so much about. They lived in on the border of Mathura and Vrindavan, the wives of the sacrificial Brahmins engaged in sacrifice, and they heard a lot of description of Krishna's Naam, Guna, Rupa and Leela, because they would buy flowers for puja. And you know, in Delhi at least, people live in Delhi, they often contact a Mali, even Vrindavan. So this Mali, the same thing was happening with the Yajnapatnis, that these ladies would collect the flowers here and there and go to the Brahmani's houses and sell them for puja. And they were moving all around. They were selling flowers to Nanda Maharaj, because Nanda Maharaj also had a family deity of Narayan. And they were selling flowers to Bhrishabhanu. Bhrishabhanu had a deity of Sri Narayan. So as these gardeners or these female ladies, they moved around here and there picking flowers and selling garlands and whatnot for puja, then they saw and they heard so many pastimes of Krishna. When they went to meet the wives of the yajnic Brahmins, then they said, oh, the yajnic Brahmins, they would say, did you hear anything about Krishna? So, oh yes, we saw, we were in Nandagram, we saw Krishna was playing holi and he was throwing colors on the gopis, and their boys were playing music, and everyone was dancing around. It was so much fun. And the gopis had big pitchkaris, and the mandris were filling them with colored water, red kunkum water, and light brown chandan water, and yellow water from haldi, and all kinds of nice waters. And Radharani and the gopis were squirting Krishna. It was very beautiful. So one by one, the wives of the Brahmins, they heard and they heard and they heard. They never saw Krishna directly because they lived almost in Mathura. But simply by hearing, they became intensely attracted, intensely attached. And that's why we have so many books about Krishna's pastimes. Krishna book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. And we read these books over and over and over again. Then we hear, oh, it's so sweet. And he did like this, and he became Giriraj. And Giriraj is so big, and he was eating millions of kilos of rice with his hands and pointing his finger at Indra and ridiculing Indra and saying, ha ha, just see Indra, I'm eating all these offerings that were meant for you. I'm eating thousands of gulab jamuns, thousands of samosas. With his left hand, he was pointing to Indra and mocking him. With his right hand, he was stuffing his face. It said with his first, he reached out his hand to eat all the kut. Kut means mountain, the mountains of rice. So with his first reach of his hand, Giri Govardhan ate 70 million kilos of rice. That's the whole rice consumption of China. One day's rice consumption in China. 70 million kilos. And then when he was done his meal, then they were thinking, oh, when we finish eating, sometimes we get a little tiny toothpick and we clean our teeth. Oh, what about Giridhari? He's so huge, he's so vast. It's Giri Govardhan, Govardhanath. How will we, toothpick is so small. So someone gave an idea and they went to the bamboo forest and they cut down these bamboo. And the bamboo were like 200 feet long. And they cut down the bamboo and they a big stack of it and they handed it to Giri Govardhan. And then Giri Govardhan was taking the bamboo and putting it between his teeth. He was shining his teeth. Then they gave him water to wash his mouth. He was washing his mouth. When he spit the water, wherever the water fell down, all kinds of grass jumped out, you know, popped out of the ground automatically. So these are some descriptions. So they did this, and then it says the Mathura Ramanis, the young loving ladies of Mathura, they heard so much about Krishna because they're neighbors. And then the Rukmini is the same way. So by hearing from Guru and Vaishnavas, and by reading, the Vaishnavas may have this separation mood, Vipralamba. Purvarag awakened within their hearts. Examples of love and separation, which is called Viraha Prain, are especially the six Goswamis. And the best example of love and separation is Rupa Goswami and Raghunath. They are both always overwhelmed in separation from Sri Radha. Raghunath Das Goswami showed the extreme example of renunciation, which is a natural product of separation. It's said that when a man is satisfied, he becomes fat. So if a man is living with his wife, you see these skinny little Indian guys. They get married. After about 5 years, they have big fat cheeks. Big puffy cheeks and big fat neck and big little belly coming out. Before marriage, a very thin face and running school and work everywhere. Fat belly. So then they start to get, you know, puffy and satisfied. But when one is separated from their beloved, they're certainly in a condition of dissatisfaction. So in that condition of tension and unhappiness, one loses interest in eating or even living. So automatically one becomes extremely renounced, because if you don't eat very much, you also don't sleep very much. Well, that was the point, especially Raghunath Das Goswami. He felt such intense separation, more than all the other Goswamis. He couldn't eat and he couldn't do anything because he was by himself. Rupa and Sanatan were kind of brothers. They associated a lot. And Raghunath Das got strength from them. He came here to commit suicide after Lord Chaitanya left the world. But he got solace and comfort by the association of Rupa, and especially in Sanatan. Then he lived on and developed his own bhajan. But when they left this world, Rupa and Sanatan, then Raghunath became extremely renounced. Bhava deepens. One's chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra that was previously a form of sadhana becomes the sadhya or goal as bhava turns into prem, prem nam. There's aparadnam, abhasnam, bhava nam, and prem nam. Bhava and prem are basically the same. In Bhajan Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the sign of one's having attained the sadhya of Nam Sadhana, or Nam Sankirtan, is that one worships Krishna in a mood of separation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasizes meditation on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna involving Purvarag or Pravasarag. See Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Ananda Vrindavan Champu, there are several. Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapur, which we've released in English. There's a whole section in the table of contents called Purva Rag. And there it talks about the Yajnapatnis and the gopis themselves before meeting Krishna. In the cultivation of prema, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes in verse 7, crying out for Govinda in the agony of separation. Yugayatana Meshena Chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam shunyayitam jagatsravam govinda virahiname. It says that word is there. And this whole Satamayam sadhana, the seventh verse, is all about govinda virahina, separation from Govinda. And he's crying out, "Oh Govinda, hey Govinda, separation from you is killing me. My moment separation feels like millions of years. How can you do this to me? Why are you hiding from me? Why are you not revealing yourself to me? Can't you see that I'm on the brink of death? I've stopped all drinking. I've stopped all eating. I can't function anymore in this world. Don't you understand that?" Crying out in the agony of separation. So this is the... This shows that sadhya means that we've attained the goal of chanting Hare Krishna. That we begin to worship Radha and Krishna in the mood of separation. Now we're fighters. We're not worshiping, we're fighting. We're actually fighting with the holy name. We're not chanting the holy name. When we chant the holy name and realize Radha and Krishna, the holy name, then we actually worship the holy name. And that worship of the holy name begins with worship of Radha and Krishna and separation in the holy name. We're perceiving the glories, the mahima, the glories of Radha and Krishna and the holy name. And we're perceiving the sweetness of Radha and Krishna and the holy name when we chant. But we feel separation from them, from their form, their qualities. So we cry out to the holy name, to Radha and Krishna. So that's the level of worshipping them as we approach the sadhya. But in our level, we're fighting with the holy name. The mind, we're fighting with lethargy, laziness, inattention, laya, all these things that Madhurya Kadamani describes. So we're not worshipping the holy name, we're fighting the holy name. It's a fight. You start chanting Hare Krishna and it's a fight. The mind says, "Oh, forget this holy name." And the holy name says, "No, come on, fight. Fight your mind, fight your inattention, fight your laziness and try to chant." Even for a devotee who has attained prema here in the material world, before leaving this world and taking birth in Krishna's Prakat Lila, they're only capable of fully experiencing Purva Rag. So Purva Rag, there's prema, we have prema, and then prema has sambhog, which is directly meeting and entering into Krishna's pastimes in an intimate, confidential way and serving him for his pleasure in association with his beloveds, eternal associates. That's sambhog prema, seva. But then there's vipralamba, or separation. And this is what's experienced. This can be experienced to some extent by the sadhaka at the level of prema. There's prema, then there's union with the Lord and intimate darshan of the Lord. Then there's prema and separation from the Lord. Crying for the Lord, hankering for the Lord, hankering for some darshan or experience of the Lord. So this is what happens for us. We take birth, even before devotees who attain prema in the material world, and before they go to Bhoma Vrindavan, they can fully experience, or at least they're capable of fully experiencing Purva Rag. So we won't experience meeting directly with Krishna or engaging directly in his pastimes. Not in this world. Not until we enter Bhoma Vrindavan. Why is that? Purva Rag can be experienced by hearing about Krishna, seeing Krishna's picture, or visualizing him in meditation. So hearing about Krishna, seeing Krishna's picture, or visualizing him in meditation. The other three types of separation, man, prema-vaichitya, and pravasarag, are fully manifested only after having met Krishna personally and having experienced the intensification of one's thai-bhav that takes place in Krishna's prakat lila. Of course, these are some technical things, but nevertheless, important to hear, and we'll read some more tomorrow about examples. Examples of love and separation, and then a little bit about how to cultivate Purva Rag in our own bhajans, which is what this chapter is all about. The chapter of Bhajan Rahasyam is all about love and separation at the level of prema. We aren't at the level of. In other words, the gopis are experiencing Viparlamba and all the ecstasies of Viparlamba, the 10 kinds of changes, Udvega, Chinta, Malinagata, and all these things, because they already met Krishna. They already met Krishna so intimately and enjoyed with him, and now they're separated from him, and they're feeling that intensity of intense pangs of separation. And then Purvaraga is there. Well, for us, there hasn't been any meeting. There's only been separation. So how to cultivate that mood, how to cultivate that, we'll discuss more tomorrow. We gave the hint today by saying we cultivate it by reading, especially reading those sections of the Bhagavatam where people have done that. They have done that. They were like us. They hadn't met Krishna, like the gopis, of course, did. But they hadn't met Krishna before. Then they heard about him, and then they developed intense hankering. So even by reading those chapters in the Bhagavatam, those chapters of themselves become the actual part of our bhajan. To read about the Yajna Patnis, how they were hearing about Krishna, how they became attached to Krishna, how Krishna finally gave them darshan. Of course, that's Boma Vrindavan. And then to hear about the Mathura, the Ramanis of Mathura, how much they heard about Krishna, got attached to Krishna when they saw him enter Mathura. That all happened because of prior hearing about him. So these chapters are very good for Purvaraga. Krishna enters Mathura, and then the Yajna Patnis, and Rukmini. Rukmini is a classic example of Purvaraga. Of course, she's an eternal associate, but she's cited as an example for sadhakas who have not met Krishna, but are hankering with great eagerness to see Krishna in their meditation, to serve him in the core of their hearts, and of course serve Radharani and attain her also, obviously. So Rukmini, she says, listen, they've arranged a marriage for me, but I've been thinking too much and hearing too much about Krishna. My mind is fully fixed there.